Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1513 of our trek, and our focus on Friday is future technologies and societal advancements. So we call it Futuristic Fridays. My personality is one that I've always been very future-oriented. Since my childhood, I have yearned for the exploration and discovery of new technologies and advancements for the future. I did grow up on the original Star Trek series, and even today, as I am now on my 65th revolution around this sun, I still dream of traveling into space. Each week, we will explore rapidly converging technologies and advancements, which will radically change our lives. At times, the topics may sound like something out of a science fiction novel, but each area that we will explore is already well on its way of becoming a reality over the next couple of decades. To keep with our Ask Grams theme, I will put our weekly topics in a form of a question to get us on track. This week's question is, hey Gramps, last week you challenged us to craft a futuristic abundant mindset. What type of data or proof do you have that will produce evidence for a future abundant mindset? So today's topic is proof of a futuristic abundance mindset. Last week we did drill down on a futuristic abundant mindset, and this week we will explore some data to back up that mindset. I am using some of the information mentioned in Peter Diamandis' blog and his book, The Future is Faster Than You Think. The world is getting better on many critical fronts. Many of us can't see the good news because we are constantly bombarded by negative information online, on TV, and in newspapers. So why are we fed this negative crisis news 24/7 on every device that we own? Since the fall of humanity in the Garden of Eden, our minds have been impacted negatively. Many mindsets view life as if we were surrounded by a world of severe and immediate danger. To deal with this constant negative presence, our mindsets become programmed to view much of life as scary and dangerous. It puts us on red alert. Because of our worldview, we pay 10 times the attention to negative news than to positive information. Because of this strange phenomenon, nearly every news source puts out 10 times more negative stories than positive. It's purely a matter of marketing for news sources. If they can capture our attention, it increases their advertising revenue. There's an old saying in the news industry, if it bleeds, it leads. Since it's every TV or online show to deliver your eyes to their advertisers, negative stories reign. Because of our mindset, we remain glued to this programming. Do this experiment for me. Pick up a newspaper or go to any online news outlet and compare the ratio of negative to positive stories. It's at least 10 to 1. Last week, I did discuss the benefits of a futuristic abundance mindset. And today we're going to look at some data-driven optimism that comes from the overwhelming evidence that exponential technologies will improve access to well care, cleaner and renewable energy, reduce childhood mortality, reduce global poverty, and many more items. You may receive pushback from friends, family, and even fellow Christ followers as you talk about a hopeful and abundant future. But that's okay. Just show them some of the data below. My mission is to inspire you and provide you with a hopeful, compelling, abundant vision of the future. It is essential for me to point out up front that the world is improving because of these exponential technologies, not necessarily because humans are becoming better or smarter or because politicians are becoming more capable. All the improvements I will review are arguably a result of a continuous improvement in exponential technologies. Improvements that will democratize, demonetize, and dematerialize access to products and services to the 8 billion people on Earth. So let's dive in and look at some of these data-driven points. We're living longer and child mortality rates are falling rapidly. Life expectancy continues to climb. If you go to the Wisdom-Trek website and view our Wisdom Journal for today, you'll see some of the charts that I'm covering as data points are discussed today. Global life expectancy has been steadily rising since the turn of the 20th century and has increased nearly 3 years in the last decade alone. Life expectancy is now 72.6 years old, compared to life expectancy of just a century ago when most people didn't make it to 40. Perhaps even more important than longevity is the dramatic decline in child mortality. From 1990 to 2010, worldwide child mortality decreased by over 40%, and in the last decade it fell another 26%. We can't expect this trend to continue due to advances in technology. Next data point is that we're more connected than ever before. Today, nearly 60% of the world's population has access to the internet. We passed the 50% milestone in 2018, and the trend is only accelerating rapidly. With such a rapid progress, internet access may soon become a universal human privilege. Next data point is increased access to clean and renewable energy. More people have access to reliable electricity today than at any point in history. More of our electricity is being generated by clean-burning natural gas. According to the International Energy Agency, 90% of the world's population now has access to electricity. That means over 1 billion people have gained access just in the last decade. The next data point is rapid growth of clean natural gas, solar, and wind energy. The abundance of clean natural gas and humanity's two primary renewable sources have seen massive growth in the last decade. Clean natural gas is used in many more power plants than ever before. In addition to that, solar energy generation increased 20-fold from 2010 to 2019. During the same period, renewable energy generated by wind has increased 3-fold to 1,430 gigawatts. The next crucial data point is extreme poverty is declining. In the last 10 years, we have reduced extreme poverty by nearly half to 9.3% of the population in 2020. If it weren't for COVID-19, that number would be even lower. For example, the World Bank estimates that if the pandemic hadn't ravaged the world's economy, global extreme poverty rate in 2020 would be 7.9%. At the beginning of this episode, I mentioned that exponential technologies are the driving force behind many of the improvements that we see. The good news is that those technologies are themselves rapidly increasing in both terms of sophistication and adoption at a much lower price. The trend of accelerating technological change not only provides endless opportunities for ambitious and energetic entrepreneurs, it also leads us to a compelling, hopeful, and abundant future that I know is really possible. As Christ followers, all these breakthroughs are great news as it provides us additional opportunities to build God's kingdom here on earth. We of all people on earth should possess a futuristic abundant mindset and be living a rich and satisfying life that Christ promised to us. Also, we should be sharing this life and resources with others. And to wrap it up today, let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 9 through 11. As the scriptures say, they share freely and give generously to the poor. Their good deeds will be remembered forever. For God is the one who provides seed for the farmer and then bread to eat. In the same way, he will provide and increase your resources and then produce a great harvest of generosity in you. Yes, you will be enriched in every way so that you can always be generous. And when we take your gifts to those who are in need, they will thank God. And that's a wrap for today's question. Join us again next Futuristic Friday as we look at another exciting exponential technology area on our Ask Gramps episode. Our next trek will be Meditation Monday, where we will help you to reflect what is most important in life. So encourage your friends and family to join us and then come along with us on Monday for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,512 daily treks or read the associated journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life, together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you on Monday.